Hello, how are you? Welcome to Brooklyn, it's me, Roxy. I'm only joking, it's me, Rock, not mom. Hello, how's all doing? Welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast. This is, of course, the second spin episode, where each time I have one of my previous guests back on the chat, we're calling it the second spin. I'm the queen of branding, I'm the queen of the laundry puns. You know what it is, you better wash your arse, it's Christmas. So, this week on the second spin, if you've not seen by the cover image all over social media, then where the fuck you been, bitch? Today, I am joined by the one, the only, the fantastic little bitch herself. It is Paletta Stiletta.
Look at me, I'm back on the pod, talking to you, Roxy, cause she's my favourite prod. Roxy takes it up, what? She takes it up the bum, she is full of fun, I'm back on Roxy's pod again.
It's like a drunk man at a wedding. Nonny, sing your favourite song.
I beg your pardon.
You never promised me, or it's different, shh. That's the one I was thinking.
The wee vodka coke.
Vodka coke with a whiskey. Like, and it's the wife's pass.
Brenda sang that for Nanny on her wedding day, and every time he booked her, he sang it too.
Danny Bullen. Fuck, her pipes are blown out now.
Yes, so it's me back on the pod, delighted.
Welcome back, how are you?
Nice and shite.
I love, you know, we're going to do an accent challenge later. I love getting a good accent. Yes, when started this good old laundry room.
When was it? Back in February?
Said it in January. I want to do a podcast.
Yes, it was in the making for so long. We were torturing you to do one.
God, the amount of gigs we were at. And you're like, do a podcast. You need to do this. I'm like, I know, I will. And that's me with everything. I'll do that tomorrow. And it never gets fucking done. But I actually did get the finger out. And I'm very glad because everybody seems to be enjoying it.
Yes,
their lovely comments.
I look forward to them every Wednesday. Stay.
A good old. Sometimes it just comes out whenever now. I'm like, don't put
just
me under pressure.
Just whenever you can be annoyed.
But yeah, kind of. I'm like, don't put me under pressure, folks. It just comes out whenever I feel the creativity in my body.
She's a creative queen.
There's sometimes you sit and you're like, I can't fucking sit down and talk to me, try to be funny for an hour. It's very difficult. You need to have the.
Well, you don't have to try. It comes naturally to you, love.
Tee-hee. It's like Michael Jackson.
Oh! What is your pronouns?
She, they. Oh! What's your pronouns? I was speaking to Hakto, and they Hakto is it?
Have you seen that Hakto girl is trying to make a living out of that one thing?
I know.
That one, and she's fucking making a fortune.
See, why can I not make a living? Like, there's that girl, very demure, very mindful, making a whole fortune, making merchandise and all. And I'm like, good on her, she's getting her surgery, getting everything done. Fuck,
just
brilliant.
Takes one wee fucking thing to click. Like, which, like,
I could be safe, fuck. And the things have I said, I'd be end up cancelled, you see? That's the only problem.
You wouldn't care, though.
I wouldn't give a fiddler's fuck. I always say you can't cancel what doesn't fucking start it.
Amen.
Who gives a fiddler's fuck? If you don't like it, leave. The world's very big. Sometimes these people, I'm like, I just like, go outside and breathe air. Go outside and touch the grass, you fucking dick. You're sitting on your phone, see the comments on TikTok, take me to the fair.
Oh, I love it, though.
So do I. I love the ones that broke my leg running to the comments. I'm like, yep, that's me.
Do you get much, like, would you get much negativity on your posts on TikTok or anything?
I don't really post.
I know you don't.
I'm not really good into it. I like to watch.
She holds the camera. Do you, it is something like you have to be really consistent with it as well.
I know if you put some people. I seen a girl the other day. It's like she posted a video of her arguing with somebody in her hotel. Like, oh, you fucking call me disrespectful. And then her next post was, get me to 5K and I'll tell you the reason behind it. I'm like, you fucking grab bitch.
You played this all up.
And you know the funny thing was, there was. What about 10 likes on it? And then the next one was like, yeah, follow me to find out the details. Nobody was interested. I'm like, we see you, bitch. We see what you're playing at.
Like for part two? No.
Yeah, and they annoy me too. I'm like, I'm in your video. Here's 15 minutes I've spent laying in my bed on my side with my broken hip. And then I have to fucking wait for the fart fucking two. I want to know who's got rape in the alley.
The fart for Roxanne.
That's what it is.
Do you see who's back on TikTok? Your favourite?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who I'm all about?
Oh, I do.
Who is it?
Give a big up, big up.
Well, not big up, Charlene.
Well, not even mention names, but I just call her Big Up because she fucking is a big up.
Fucking, I love it.
It's like, just like, it's like fucking something's been beached down at Larne. It's like, give me coins. I'm like, are you serious? Like, why are people giving money to some cunt in the house?
I love her. I, because. I wasn't, like, I don't really watch lives or anything, but see, since you spoke about her and sent me an image of yourself doing her, I've been watching her because she took a wee break, but she's back on and people are like to her, get off the fucking live and go look after your kids. And
I kissed her back.
The chicks upstairs eating their spaghetti bolognese. Don't you mind.
Spaghetti hoops out of the can with her fingers. Or then, I love the ones in lives that all you hear is, the fucking smoke alarm in the background. It's like there's gonna be fucking five dead in the house up in the fucking the Ballygomartin because she's fucking whoever it is laying on fucking sand me double or whatever the fuck the double is.
And then
in the background,
the fucking electric went off. Did you ever see that one? Over the electric was singing, and they're like, "Fuck sake, put money in your electric." She's like, "It's not my electric, it's my phone ringing."
Aye, what phone's like? And then you hear somebody in the background go. And pressing that, press the hash key. It fucking, if there's a noise in this world that would drive you demented, it's the fucking, I call it the singing, the fucking electric singing.
What is that wee beep? It's like when your fire alarm is like going out.
Run out of batteries. Funny enough, my fire alarm was running out of batteries and meeping, meep. It's like, meep. I'm like, a fucking meep.
Yours is a wee gay one.
Meep, meep. No, my one's like a, I think it's running about
a wee pleasant puff.
And like a wee, it was a wee, like, wee blast of air. It's like, so it's
called the bottom fart.
Like, oh, hello. It's like, it's when the bottoms are like saying, it's like, hola, buenos dias. It's
my nature call.
When you're in Spain and Spanish bottoms go, hola. No, it's actually more like, hola, puta.
What's a German fart? We German bottom?
No, the German one just shit on you.
Like, oh my god,
that was dirty.
And then they put a towel down.
Oh, and then. No, they're up from 7:30 before you arrive for the meet. Get the towel down early.
What was that?
I don't know. I get the towel down early. Oh my god. No, oh, now word, different arses make different sounds in different countries.
And like, I love it.
Italian one, I'm like, ciao bella. Ciao bella.
Mozzarella.
Aperol spritz. That's Trudy's arse, actually.
A wee French one.
Her Aperol spritz. Sure. Aperol splits.
Oh, Trudy.
That's when she gets her legs open.
That is the big bird.
So since you were here last year, back in January, what have you been at?
I've put on 3 stone, lost my neck, and...
lost my neck.
Thriving.
She is living on prayer.
No, yes, I've been good. I've been busy with the Belfast Ma. Back
kids.
On TikTok, posting regularly again.
Yes, all the family. We've got the big girl herself.
Brittany Cordarlemray.
Everyone's favourite little girl.
Yes.
What year is she in school now?
She's been in fifth year for the last 12 years.
She's like the oldest girl in the class. Like, why is she four? Like, we were driving down the road today and I was like, look at that school girl. She looks fucking 30.
She looks like she's a mortgage and 3 kids.
Swear to God, it's probably some woman. Like, I found this now. And Ben, like, I thought I wear a school uniform, see if I get picked up by a foreigner.
For the crack.
Some Turk shit, and I go, beautiful. Like, I am 35. You better not start, cunt. You know them stings for perverts? I'm like, you schoolgirl? Oh, I'm. What age are you?
And it's 10. A big adult sitting there with a fag hanging out of her mouth.
Then they go up to the door. You ever messaged a 14 year old? No, I wasn't. It was fucking me.
It was me.
Sitting smoking a silk cut. Yeah. What did you tell the wee girl you want to do?
Fucking silk cut is a real old woman's fag as well.
Do they still sell them?
Yes.
Oh god.
They're like 47 pounds.
Are they like a lighter fag?
Yeah.
I always assumed they'd be like, they'd be like a light thing. Like, oh, I'm not smoking, so I'll have a silk cut. But like a Regal, king size would take a long time.
A Regal filter would knock a bollocks clean out of you.
What's a filter? Is it a stronger?
Regal filter is like the smallest fag you can get.
Oh, whether we.
And it's the dearest.
Bastards.
Like 18-19 pounds for
something. Like pure tobacco on acid or something. Fuck me. Richmond Kings thing.
So they got dirt, what you do.
It's like, hello, hello.
Yeah.
Do you remember the gears? Hello, hello. Your man used to work in it. It's like,
hey, Tommy.
Jimmy.
Jimmy. It's like, done the.
Hello.
Like, everyone.
You on the phone, like, hello? is someone there?
Can I have a taxi?
Hello? Is there. There's a ghost on the phone. Can I get a taxi, please?
Where are going?
You just used to just shout an address and go Union Street, destination, hope for the best.
Just like shouted at them.
Like, oh, well. Good times, good times.
Anyone, there was good times.
Ugh, that's when the street was in its thriving. Of course, we'll have to pay homage.
Poor Jenny, yeah.
I know, one of the most fabulous ladies to ever grace that street, Miss Jenny Mallon, has actually sadly left
us. Well, yes, rest in peace, Jenny. She really was one of a kind, like Jenny.
She was, up in the taxi days.
Like, Nowadays you can't wait to get home from the gig, but I'm straight over to Jenny on a Sunday.
I know, and sat for about 2 hours in a taxi depot.
Yes, that was the beginning of you and Roxy's a girly chat, wasn't that?
It was actually Taxi Tales that had done
taxi
for when
tales.
Just sitting, she videoed and thought it was hilarious, just talking shite.
It was hilarious.
I was like,
you would have always been standing at the door, not sitting down, like, and every time you were going to leave, you were coming back and got another thing.
And I want to, sure, that's still me for fuck's sake. I honestly need to say one more fucking thing. So yeah, but I was the last word, and then the driver was like, or just leave on something, just drop a bomb, and everyone's like, and I just leave the room. Like, thank
sure,
you
that's
night.
What you're known for.
I know, drop a bomb, bitch, drop a bomb. So yes, so since the last week, before you became a mum, back in January when the first episode, you were just about to do The Mother of the Groom.
Yes,
The Belfast Man.
Yeah, I think that was our, it's like our sixth show of The Belfast Man.
Holy fuck,
I know, it's crazy. I love doing it.
So she's still there.
Yes,
like, still hanging out.
She's brutal. I love it.
Beautiful woman. So
West Belfast, Marge Simpson.
Beautiful. I could tell that if she had a house, she'd have those, you know, big lovely plants. And yes, the big giant out of York gate
with two cocker spaniels at the top of the wall. Ceramic.
Or real ones with shit in the garden. The whole garden shit out.
No, no.
You're like fucking landmines having to go up the door with a post. I'm like, oh, fuck me.
No, see, my street has a phantom shitter at the minute. It really does. Like, a dog that's always getting into our... There's a dog always getting into our garden.
Right.
And shitting.
Bastard.
So, we're calling it a phantom shitter because we don't know what it is.
Don't know who it is or what.
The other day, it shit on my mummy's wall. It was like teeth... Like, a good wee couple of centimetres up from the wall, so she was calling the dog High Hole.
It was up the wall again. Like,
so the dog's shitting on the wall and everything.
It's probably like one of them. Do you ever see like a lurcher? I think they're like a big, the fruitiest looking wee thing.
What's
like
a lurcher?
Like a greyhound. No, the wee stomach goes up and they just look terrifying. Like somebody can beat the fuck out of them.
So yeah, with a phantom shitter in the street.
Okay.
And mummy, it was a gag though. Like,
I'd be waiting.
High Hole.
Hey, fuck, that dog's lifting the door straight up. We were in Spain a while back with Rusty, and I remember seeing in one of the toilets, it was like, the ladies, like, ladies cannot use urinals. I'm like, what are you going to do? Like, throw your fanny up the wall? Like, pish flan everywhere. Like,
heard all day, throw my fanny over a bucket.
I'm just going to fuck my fanny over a bucket. What a fuck, I love that. It's a shout out to Terry Fox, the drag queen, fabulous drag queen from Manchester, said this to us one day. I'm going to go, she's going to the ladies, I'm just going to fuck my fanny over a bucket. Back in a second.
Back in a second.
I love it. So what did you take, Mother the Groom?
So we're done our residency in the Balmoral Hotel.
Yeah.
Which we do every Mother's Day weekend.
Mad. And then you were in the other room, and I was in your room, my whole show with Mal.
I was like, how you love? And then
you should come in. So I was like, look who it is, it's the mother of all mothers.
And they were like, who's that? But
a 35-year-old fella in the wig.
34, you cheeky bitch.
Miss Goosey.
So we've done that, and then we've done the theatre tour, so we've done like all the theatres all over Northern Ireland.
That's right. You were Theatre at the Mill, wasn't it?
Yes, we were Theatre at the Mill. We were in, oh God, I can't think. Antrim, Armagh, Coleraine, Enniskillen, Cookstown.
Fuck, she was everywhere.
Yeah, Derry, Londonderry, and I think that's it.
Up and down the country then?
Yeah, but we're everywhere, basically. I love doing it. It's my favourite thing to do. Like, it really is, out of all the work I do.
I'd say you have a like.
It brings me the most enjoyment, so it does.
And I'd say, once you've learned your script, it then becomes...
Yeah.
It's like you can just recite it verbatim and sort of go off and... My little burps there. You can just burp midway through it.
Yes.
You can just sort of have your own gag with it and stuff. I would love to do something like having an airplane.
Yeah. Like, you could easily do your own thing.
I know. Well, I've many a stand-up show written, but the only problem at the minute I find, I'm scared to do gigs because there's a lot of work that is required to go into it, so you have to pay a venue deposit in order to secure the fucker and then have enough time to sell tickets.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people are like, yes, sounds great, I'm there, can't wait. But when it comes around to it, you're like, I've sold three tickets and I'm out 180 something quid for a deposit. So you don't want to be out of pocket, but you really want to do
so
something.
So disheartening, like, because people don't realise... Regardless, if you don't sell enough tickets, you're putting money into it to get it up and running. And if you have to pull it, and people are crying out to it, like I have been tortured, you have been tortured. I've heard so many people and like bother you about doing your one woman comedy shows, which your last one was fantastic though. I went and seen it in the Black Box, absolutely amazing night. I laughed from start to finish.
It was a fantastic night working with Pride.
It was fundraiser for
Pride. Shout out to them for actually putting it all together, which was great. So when there's
someone
like that, you know, to put it on and then have me come in and do it, fantastic. It takes a lot of pressure off that, you know, you're turning up and everything was
well. It's
great
still night. Enough pressure though, because you're standing on that stage by yourself and you're like,
How do you put, feel?
Putting your best assets edge off the cuff for you, like anybody knows it is off the cuff, but you sat and you wrote it and it was just, it was brilliant. It was like going on a journey.
The secret was, I wrote it two nights before.
I know, because I was texting, well, how's it going? I'll do it tomorrow.
There was a backbone of it. It was the show that was already previously sort of written, but it had to update it for like after COVID shit. So I was like, where's the notes? I went into my emails and found them fucking ages. I was like, oh, they're there. Happy days.
A sparkling modern of Hagler Bengals.
Oh, don't. The story to that is, I always just, when I'm flying as crew and people order stuff, it's like, can I get a packet of sour cream Pringles and a sparkling water? And I'm like, Jesus Christ, what a fucking flavour combination. It's like,
do you like sparkling water?
Oh,
it tastes like pure, I think that's what women's fannies taste like.
The ladies' fanny. Girls out there, do let us know in the comments. We are gay men. We're,
is your fanny fizzy?
Is it fizzy fanny? Oh, look, or some, what a nickname.
Welcome to stage, Miss Fizzy Fanny.
Fizzy Fanny, just like Fizz from Coronation Street, but oh, butt naked.
Yes, and her daddy works for the Main Lemonade.
Yes, your dad's a lemonade mom.
I can see your big milkman orange.
I see your sarsaparilla hanging out.
But yes, so I love to
your bubble gums poking out when he ball bag hanging out your bubble gums there too. I love me and lemonade.
Oh, so do I. Attaboy.
Attaboy. What is attaboy? What
it's flavor like is the it? Red.
Aye, but what?
I don't know.
What is the flavour?
Beautiful.
It is. What flavour is that? Give us a wee beautiful on. Yeah.
Like, what, like it's such a Belfast. What would we call it? Attaboy.
Attaboy.
Like, it's what I say after I've had sex with somebody. Attaboy.
Attaboy.
Oh, no, that sounds so wrong.
Doesn't sound like, so no, as you're climbing off, you just go, attaboy.
That's me, Frenchman.
Like,
bonjour.
It's like, no, au revoir. It's over. Goodbye. You're in the Middle East.
Hello, bud.
Don't cancel me.
But yes, so the Belfast bad mother, the groom.
Yes.
Oh, it was brilliant. And we're just, it's expanding as well. Like, we're bringing more characters into it, which is good. Like,
that's fantastic. I know you've loads.
My husband's in it now.
Oh, do you get to see the husband?
Yeah, you get to see the husband, and you get to see my son and my nephew and my sister. So okay. It's getting bigger, and then we'll find out we're doing the Grand Opera House.
Yes, literally, that was on the next of my very well prepared notes beside me here. It's like, tell the fucking Grand Opera House.
Yeah, I know, it's so unreal. Exciting. Like, I know, it took us a while to get in. We've done not the waterfront, the Ulster Hall, which was huge. Like, it was very intimidating because that was a one woman show. Like, it was just silly.
Yeah, just talking. I know, because the Ulster Hall's, like, just long.
Roxy, like, see, even on stage, because our set is quite tiny. Like, the set for the show we done in the Ulster Hall was just my front door.
Oh,
so it's like me sitting in front of the BBC door, talking to the neighbours. But, it's a brilliant show, but it was just so intimidating.
You come out and you're kind of like, once I always find in those things, when the lights go on, you can't see people. You can't see anybody. And then, a perfect example, Trudy Scrumptious, the most fantastic event of the year so far. If
amazing.
Not, it better be the event of the fucking year in the Pride Awards. If it's not, there's going to be Blue Fucking Murder. What was the song you do? True Blue Murder.
True Blue Murder.
The Night of a Thousand Madonnas at the Mandela
Incredible.
Hall.
Incredible night.
If you missed it, you don't know what you've missed. It was actually phenomenal. Like, that stage, the setup,
Like, that was, and every detail, like, truly thought of every detail. It was everything. An experience. I'm sorry, it was incredible. But that was another situation where people were waiting to buy tickets.
Or, like, at the very last minute at all. Like,
but it ended up selling, right, so it was great.
Jesus, well sold out. People were wanting to get tickets and didn't, but at the time, it's like, just buy them, don't arse about. Like,
people wait.
Fuck's sake, if you want something, you gotta do it.
Yeah.
To be fair, another thing I will want to talk about is people making, let's make this venue gay again. I'm like, excuse me. But we're going to talk about that after the break. We're going to move to a very short break. It is about a fantastic play coming to the Lyric Theatre called Rose and Buds.
So excited to see it.
I know, it's absolutely fantastic. It's a new play coming to life from the fantastic Rose Coogan. So have a little listen to the advert. And we've got some more Q&A coming from the beautiful Rose and Connor, who are in the play. Are coming up very shortly as well. We'll speak to you in just a second. Au revoir.
Hi, I'm actor and writer Rose Coogan, and my debut play, Rose Plus Bud, is at the Lyric Theatre Belfast this September. Rose Plus Bud is a story about my first year leaving home for uni in Derry and finding myself as a young trans woman. If you want to see a story about forgiving who you were and accepting who you want to be, Rose Plus Bud is for you. If you're interested in hearing about the authentic lived experiences of a young Northern Irish trans person, then this is the play for you. It's also funny. Because, you know, we have to be. Rose Plus Bud, 25th to the 29th of September at Lyric Theatre Belfast. Tickets via lyrictheatre.co.uk.
Welcome back. Bienvenue aboard this little French bum heading to... I can't get that out of my head today. This fucking bitch has got it in my head. Welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast with me, Roxy Tumbledryer, and of course my fabulous friend and sister. See, sisters. It's Paulette Stiletta.
Bye.
Oh, you're so...
Bye-bye.
You're so bye. You're so demure there. You sound like you have a bib on. You're getting fed with sunflower lanyard around your neck.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Demure manure.
Very demure manure and very on point. So before the break, we were talking about, as I said, you get comments on TikTok and stuff. People are like, make this such and such a venue gay again and all this sort of thing. And I'm like, well, here is the remedy.
Here is your point of view on it.
Yeah. I'm like, Delta Work, do you want me to go off?
Do you want me to go off?
I'm like, do I start going on TikTok and dragging just fucking complaining about things? Because I am a fucking whingy old bitch. But it's not even like in a Karen way. It's just like, you see the stupidity in things. I'm like,
yeah.
If you had a fucking brain.
So do you watch Delta?
Oh, I love her.
I hated her on her season of Drag Race. But I could listen to her. She sounds like she has something stuck in her throat.
Yeah, it's like, I love it. I just listen. She's like an old moan too. Like,
I love her, but...
But I love it. If you haven't listened, listen to Delta Work on YouTube. She's like a glamorous...
Very Delta.
A glamorous infomercial woman's chat show, she calls it. It's a fucking gag. But my remedy to... If you want to make a venue gay again, is go to that fucking venue.
Yeah.
And be inside it. Venues do not survive on good vibes and smiles. They need to pay their bills and
100%.
Keep the roof open and make sure that the people in it have their fucking bills paid and have a job. So in order to make somewhere gay again, what do?
You go to the venue.
You say hello to the people who work there. You make yourself say, hello, I'm gay. I'm here. I'm not gay. I'm number. I'm whoever the fuck I am. I'm here. Because funny enough, if we were, we'd also both discussed this. Say, for example, we were standing and going, make Thompson's straight again. Because a load of gay people love to go there at night. There'd be fucking murder in the streets.
And then, but when it comes to it, if the venues aren't being supported, the gays are going to have to go to the straight venues. Like, we get most of our work from straight venues.
Absolutely.
Because
they're great.
Gay venues can't really afford to.
It's like people that it's once again. It's all a big circle at the minute. Uh-huh. And also, of course, then everybody's fucking skint as well.
Like, yeah, I know that's understandable though. Like,
it really is.
It is hard.
Used to think that at cost of a night out, there's nights I used to go out with 40 quid in my pocket and come back with change for tuppence.
Come back with 45. Give me come back.
That was your younger days.
Dip her. Left that sambuca.
I just pictured you coming out with 40, come back with 45. Dip her purse. I'm away, yeah, girls, I'm away. I'll get a lift and drink. Mine. Did you ever mind sweep?
What's that? No, I was always
in drinks.
No, I was always too afraid.
Same, because...
And I didn't dip purses, I was only just saying that. I lifted sambuca, but that was it.
Oh. Girl, get that bottle. Come on, quick, that part.
I know, like, years ago, it was crazy. Like, do you remember in the Kremlin, was it a Tuesday? Club 180? Like,
no, it was before. It was wristband.
Wristband, and you got a £20 wristband and drank the whole...
You just kept going to the bar with it and just showed your wristband and just kept filling it up. There's people getting fucking airlifted.
It was crazy. But
it's like going to wristband and people were fucking... Oh my God, it was absolutely rammed thereafter. But that was a Tuesday night, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a Tuesday night.
Bring back wristband Tuesdays.
Do you remember the Kremlin? Like, when Kremlin had entertainment on every night as well, like different drag queens on. I loved it.
And it was queens. Well, actually, funny enough, speaking about that, on Mondays, Miss Karma Violet's hosting in the Kremlin.
Oh, is she?
Doing a little bit of thing called Spin to Win. The freshers are back. The sexy students.
Oh, brilliant. I love Karma Violet. She's a new queen on the scene, she's good.
Musical theatre. She's absolutely wonderful. Shout out to the KV.
Yes, I got to work with her for the first time at Trudy's Madonna Night.
Yes.
Oh, and she was so... Like, how long has she been doing it? A year?
Not even.
No, really?
Yeah, I think, yeah. No.
She's so good. Like, fabulous. Everything's correct. Body.
Yes.
Wigs.
She's even got a biscuit hairline. She's doing fantastic.
She's fantastic.
She's my girl. She's actually on with me on a Saturday night as well in Union Street. If you haven't seen her, come along Saturday night, Union Street, 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock.
Yes,
that's where I perform. Come and make the venue gay.
Oh, it's a great night. I was your guest host last week and I had an absolute ball. Oh,
we had a great crack. I love the fact now it's because I got an older type of lady now. Starting work, come 7 o'clock, having a wee drink and a gag and a couple of shots. I'm home out of drag, watching fucking Grey's Anatomy or having a wank, recorded 12. It's fantastic.
Don't talk shit. You're watching Bad Girls Club.
I know. I'm watching Pose or something, or Family Guy. Like,
you've started watching Pose again, haven't you?
I finished it and all. I love it too. Watched it for the fourth time.
Oh, serious?
Pose. If you haven't watched Pose, now that's a fucking show.
You can get it on BBC iPlayer, can't you?
It's on iPlayer. It's on Disney Plus.
Have you ever watched Two Doors Down on iPlayer?
No, but I want to.
It's a Scottish sitcom. Yes. Roxanne,
I think I've seen a couple of episodes. It's the neighbour's like, oh, I think she's... Yeah. It's one of these neighbours thinks she's better than... It's like, oh, yes.
Well, she's the one that everybody calls to her house.
Yes.
It's sort of like... That's what Belfast Man is like. Yes. It is so similar. It's great.
Everybody comes over to her because she would be the centre of the street.
Yes, like, she's the centre of the street.
And here, speaking of Belfast Man, is anything coming up? Any new shows on the way?
Yes, we start our Christmas run. We're doing a show called A Crackin' Christmas. And we are doing a tour... Christmas, so we are. We're starting at the end of November, and we are doing...
Yeah, the kids in that fucking street.
Way home, I'll tell you who your dad is.
And I will tell you who he is. Your dad's left years ago, you bastard.
Your dinner's ready. We're doing the Balmoral Hotel from the 29th right through till the 8th of December.
That's good. I get to see you then whenever I've got my lovely Christmas shoes.
We always have a wee sleepover.
We do. I'll sleep on Friday night.
She stays in one room, I stay in the other, and I got a Chinese and she watches me eat it.
Oh, sure, I got... Remember the time last Christmas? They got a whole Chinese for everybody and we had a whole fucking party.
We went down.
I know. Having our Chinese and they went to their beds. I love Christmas Chinese. In the Balmoral Hotel. Can't we
love it? So yes, doing the Balmoral from the 29th till the 8th, and then in the Stormont Hotel.
There's the kids even laughing at you. They're like, faggot. You dress up as a woman from a street.
I'm not there fucking...
Jesus Christ, noise them.
The Stormont on the 12th. I'm doing Newry on the 13th. I'm doing the Glen Park on the 14th.
Oh, Glen Park. Oh, yes. I haven't been up there in years.
The Downs Arts Centre on the 15th.
Oh, fabulous. Going down.
We're doing Derry on the 18th and 19th, and then from the 20th to the 22nd, we're in the old courthouse in Antrim.
Oh my god, she's getting around. She's getting around. Move out of her way. She plays a woman in her 50s and she's not gay.
Yes.
Breaking it down.
Well, Sadie's actually 58.
Is she?
Yes.
I didn't realise she's got an age.
Yeah, she's got an age. Oh, she has a whole backstory.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh. How did she meet her husband?
She met her husband. He was a taxi man and he picked her up one night. No, swear to God, he still is a taxi driver.
Still works.
Big John, he's in the show now. Big John.
Oh.
My Big John, he's a larger fella.
Who plays the role of Big John?
A guy called John Travers. He's fantastic. He done songs, Prayers for a Raggy Boy.
Oh, yes.
That film. He's done loads of stuff. He's in Carjacker, which is on Netflix. He's great. He's very, very good.
Fabulous. So
he plays my husband.
The husband.
He's brilliant.
Amazing. Okay, I'll have to get to that. I would love to try and get a seat at the Belmont. You do daytimes and nighttimes.
But you've seen one of them, though. You've seen the...
Yeah, me and Trudy came to see one. Can't remember where it was, but it was fabulous. I laughed like fuck. I was like, she is a fucking gag.
I love it.
It's the wig for me. I was like, there's no woman in this country that's heard like that. If there is, I'd love to see it.
I know. We're doing a lot more with Belfast, man. We're taking it out into the street and stuff. We started like a wee street series where I run about Belfast City Centre.
I've seen you interviews. It's the cardigan and the jeans and the Ugg boots. I'm like, I love that outfit.
The wee belly and all, like, bouncing.
Right. Were people like, when you're out, were they like,
what the fuck?
Looking like, is that a... But some people, probably, if you were outside fucking Noblets, they'd probably be like, she's decorating. Yeah, just thought as a normal woman from the lower shankle decorating there. It's all right.
And it's the wee Ugg boots and all that are caved in.
Slug boots.
Yes, slug boots.
And slanted ones. Oh, I love them.
Or my kiss, thug boots. But,
the thug boot.
Yeah, we're doing loads with it. Like, we're going out to like groups and stuff to create more content. Like, we've done Slim and World. It done really well. It has over like 1,100 likes and stuff, which is great. We've just done it for the crack and it went well. So we're doing one with the gym and we're doing one with makeup and like all different things.
Brilliant.
Just to get it right into mainstream.
You betcha, I'm ready. I want to be a character. I fucking meant the characters that I have in my fucking repertoire.
In your head.
Click into people. I'm like, I should. But then I skirt somebody and be like, oh, you're not allowed to be an Italian man. I'm like, what?
Yours would have to be all from different countries.
Oh, the word. I would be playing different people. And there is ideas, lots of things I have in my head. Like, shoot, I would love to do, you know, like TikTok things. I'm like, sounds like a lot of effort, but I'm like, get off your fucking arse and get it done. It should be a
gag. You don't even have to get off your arse. You just need to lie there, put on a wig, And
well, I know, funny enough, I just like, oh, whatever, and different people. I'm like,
you did all the time. And you just never post them. Like, you always are lip syncing these songs that are from India, and they're like 40 miles an hour, and you're getting every word.
Every word, because I listen to it. I'm very eclectic. Dunga, 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 and that, dunga, I'm like, very dunga dunga. I know I do. I love all sorts of music. I'm mad for like everything. Listen to all sorts of shit. If it's just got a good beat, I'd hear stuff on TikTok at night and go, what is that? I don't know what that is. That's from something from the Philippines. I'm burling around. I'm like, there's some music I love from like Chinese music. There's fucking some stuff that I know in Mandarin.
That's what I was going to say when we were doing Zen on New Year's Eve. And Alex was like, is Roxy doing a Chinese song? And I was like,
yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a Chinese song, but I doubt she's doing it in Chinese. Next minute. Hong Kong Ji, like this whole.
Oh, that's the one. Hong Kong Ji, Song Pu Di San Chang Fao. I love that one. I'm going to learn that one for this year.
Every word he knew, every word in Chinese.
Oh, I did. Full Mandarin. And I'm funny enough, I'm actually trying to learn it in Duolingo at the minute as well.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, taking a real interest. I'm like, I would love to go to China. I was speaking to Alex and he's like, go Dublin, Hainan. Very, very good.
I don't know if it's somewhere I would want to go. You
wouldn't get sliced chicken, a big curry top and bottom. They'd be like,
special fried rice curry top and bottom.
They'd be like, huh?
What
the fuck's that? And then I'd be like, oh, see, I worry, like, what would there be nothing? I'd even cook me. I'd be like living on fucking McDonald's. And I'm like, what is that?
No, not even the name of the food. It's just a real, looks like a real busy place.
I probably would be, but I would still, I'd be looking around, whoa, look at that, the shade dead by thing. I can fucking, this fucking room's all from fucking Shenzhou.
I feel like I'm sitting in Shane headquarters.
Beijing.
But here, where is one place you would love to go? What's your number one place?
Bundoran.
I fucking love Bundoran.
I was telling him in the show the other day. I said, congratulations, you're walking away with a fantastic trip to Bundoran with no accommodation nor travel.
Yes.
You gotta make your own way there and get your own place to stay, but you've won.
And you'll be sharing a room with Misty and Electra.
Oh, the girl.
Resident Bundoran. No, but where is one place you'd love to go?
There's actually quite a few. I'm like, I would love to go to China. Thailand. Want to go to Thailand?
Yes, I think Thailand would be great.
I would love that. I'd fuck it.
Fuck it.
A wee sexy boy, you know.
Really?
Oh, I'm partial to an Asian man.
Oh, would you?
I don't know what, I'm just, I'm like, I like rice queen, as they call it. I'm like fucking gay.
I love Latin. Schmecks. I just love schmecks.
Oh, I love it. Oh, God.
Schmectic.
Look, they would steal from you, but you'd also be like, it's all right.
Oh, absolutely. Take the tablets, take the K-pack out of my mask cupboard, go home. I don't care.
Take the K-pack from my mask cupboard. Like, he stole them again. Thank God I got two packs. Took my Salpidine Max 12.5, but it's okay.
Where's my Diazis?
Fuck's sake, he stole my heart, he stole my tablets, he took my mask. Fucking, what's that one that they're all, Lyrica, I took a Lyrica.
The Lyrica, Buds.
Is that what that, I think so,
yeah.
Because there was somebody, funny, the other week said, Grindr, but you're talking Buds, I'm like,
what?
No, I...
But the Rosebud is now showing in the Lyric Theatre.
Yes, I thought I was being offered tickets to Rosebud. I was like, is this... I said, this is fucking all sorts of level marketing for this play. They're doing fantastic. Like, you looking buds? I'm like, tickets for Rosebud, of course.
Like, it's crazy.
Fuck, I would love to get on and reply that to him now. It'd be a wonderful advert. Yes, I am indeed looking tickets.
It's crazy what people are using Grindr for now, though. Like...
I see somebody's like, anybody able to get me a lift home? It's got that bomb of taxis. Somebody's just going on like, would you take me home and I'll give you a wank? Like,
well, what do you think of Grindr?
Yeah.
I hate it.
It's boring.
It is so bad for your ego. Like, say if you're, I'd be sitting on it, I'm like, no one gives you like a wee nudge or anything. I'm like, fuck this.
Ah, you're like, oh, right. But nobody talks.
No.
Like, nobody speaks. You can't, hello, how are you? Good. Me too. What are you at? Watch the TV.
See you. And then pics.
Pics. Nice dick. See him. Nice dick. End conversation. So it's just like, you know what it is? It's just like virtual flashing, like.
And then, oh, sorry, daddy, wrong number. But like, I downloaded Tinder.
Tinder?
Yeah.
I love a good swipe on Tinder.
Oh, do you? See, Tinder's not as sleazy, is it?
No, it's more like, kiss, kiss, happy, happy. Like, I'm looking relationships. Yeah, no, it's nicer.
Do you have Tinder?
Yeah, fuck. I think I've completed Tinder. It's getting me people. It's getting me fucking people from Zimbabwe and all now.
Oh,
like,
really?
I think I've branched right out through Europe and all. I'm like,
I think I have my location broad.
I've brought it right in. Like, within fucking two minutes away from this house. I'm a lazy cunt.
But I don't know why I download them, because I, as you know, I'm a frigid. Like,
you're like, don't look at me.
I'd rather have.
Well, sometimes it's easier, I tell you. DIY is great for the house. Outside, you and your noblets are getting well looked after. You're just wallpaper paste in your hand, flicking at the ball. Noblets. Oh, that is fucking spanking. I love it. I love it. It's saying it, I
taste the wolves.
Are you watching Rupert Drag Race all seasons?
Yes, we have fuck up so much on. There's Global All Stars on at the minute, which is getting a lot of hate.
Is it?
Yes, it's like the worst rated on IMDb.
Is that the one with Alyssa Edwards in it?
Alyssa Edwards and Kelly Scott Claus and
K.A.
All the different franchises.
I thought it was actually. Oh, I've watched a couple of episodes on. I thought it was alright. It's just general Drag Race. Like,
yeah. It's just getting too much. Like, there's too many of them on at the minute.
Oh, there's loads. The next thing it's going to be like fucking Lima Valley's Drag Race. Fucking Twin Books.
Hosted by Rusty.
But Twin Books next top her and all. Like, right, okay, sweet.
I personally love it. Do you ever watch Drag Race Philippines?
No.
Fucking amazing. It's one of the best.
A Precious Paula Nicole from
what it was. Love her. She won the first season.
Yes, she did.
She won. Marina Summers was runner up, but it is the best. Like, see, performance wise, looks wise, they're incredible.
That's dry. That's dry.
They really are incredible.
That's where I want to, like, this is where the likes I want to go to Thailand and stuff. The costume, some of the dresses I have in this rooking room are from Thailand. Charismatico and stuff, and they're shit from Thailand.
Is that where Charismatico is? So expensive though, Charismatico. It's not cheap, people. Charismatico's not cheap, bro.
No, fuck. There's a dress I got and on the thing, it's like 5 kilograms in weight. I'm like, I'm hauling 5 kilos here and the cost of the bitch.
But everything from it is gorgeous though. Like, yeah, I think you can tell. I mean,
it comes, they've been made with small fingers.
Yes, I am going to be leaving here with a few items.
She is. She's going to, we see these new outfits. They're going to be turned out in the next 6 to 7 months when she gets them out of her bag. Goes, fuck, I forgot I had that there. And of course, then we've got really put the UK. It's coming out again.
And we have a Northern Irish queen.
Yeah, some people may say, oh, she's not Northern Irish because she lives over in England. It's like, she's fucking from here and lived here for ages and worked here on the fucking scene. Stop being a fucking bitter bitch and be happy for people. Just, it's people that don't even do drag. It's like,
yeah. Well, I think, but Blue is the only one that lives in Northern Ireland still, you know. It is. You wonder why, but yeah, Charity.
Yes, Miss Charity. She's in Leeds at the minute.
So excited to see what she does. Like, she has always had, like, she's one queen that's always known who she is. Like, she's had her own brand from
Primary Colours,
and she's had her aesthetic, you know.
Yeah, it's the whole time. She's always looked well, and as time goes on, everybody gets better looking, you know, it all improves. Yeah. She's looking great now. I'm like, go ahead, bitch.
Go ahead, yeah. And she has her own Wee Nation stuff, so I'm excited to see. And she is like a, she is so good at pop culture stuff. Like, she's so quick and
yeah, things like, I love it. There's actually loads of shit and mixes. I'm like, I need to do that. New things in your head.
Yeah,
but like, it's, I'm always like, I'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah, you're so creative that way. That's something I like. And like, I can't even burn a CD, let alone do a mix.
Nobody even wants CDs burnt. No, you used to text me when we need to, would you burn your Sunday, would you burn you a CD?
Music?
It's like, no problem. I still fucking do now. What's your music? And like, sorted.
You have to text me every other day.
I text everybody.
We're doing the show here in 3 hours. Do you want to send me your tracks?
It's like, what's your last song? You're like, Robin Danced on My Own. I'm like, that's my fucking favourite. I love that though. I love it. But everybody has their own specific numbers that they do, and are like, that's my one.
I'm the king of the swingers, though. The jungle.
Do you think when you think of me, you get that one?
Yes, like, I think of that one. But I love your new ones. You're doing the Hawk 2 mix. Cause I will always Hawk 2.
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Say it again.
Hawk. Two. Oh, they're some new shit I'm putting out at the moment. I'm bringing it out. So please come see. Come see.
She's on a Saturday in Union Street and on a Sunday in Union Street.
And Miss Pauletta will be joining me again on more dates in Union Street. So come on down. So yes, we turn it out. We do duets and everything. We do duets.
We done Whitney and Mariah.
We did When You Believe. I swear to God, the Prince of Egypt was, there's a mummy and all being brought in. See the mummy in the fucking Ulster Museum. She got out of her fucking cage like, man. Many nights we pray.
Oh, here, Ulster Museum, that reminds me of Sean McKay. Where do you hear this? Oh.
This is our friend, of course, the fabulous stage manager of the Sunday evenings. And any show that we have, Sean is always there to make sure shit gets done and looks after us.
Can't really play it all. Where do you hear this? It's a voice note I got last night.
Okay.
Paul, I am mortified. I'm trying to book an executive car to pick me up. From my house to City Hall in the morning of my wedding through value cabs. But I can't because my number is still barred from the bastards because about 15 years ago, you and that bastard, we hammered at a runner on a taxi that I booked for you, and I'm still to this day barred. So what are you going to do about it?
She replied.
Sean! Oh my God, remember it well, Cliftonville Road.
You may walk, I says. Yes, we. So I got her to ring me a taxi, and we were in full drag, and we done a runner on her on the taxi, but it was under her account.
I can actually see you and wee Hannah, like two wee fucking,
yes,
like little Latin boy in drag while you're crying, like real, like back in the day drag, like, and pair of leggings, heel, and an old top, run like two bastards.
Do you remember that brown pixie wig I always wore?
Oh my God, was it that?
Yes, I can remember it well, and I think it was like one of the nights at Trudy's Drag Race.
Oh my God, and the 2 years were away from Union Street, like fuck.
And Donna Runner in the taxi, Sean McKay rang me. You have just got me a but yes.
What? Oh, that is so good. Oh, you fucker. I'd love to do an old runner. Like, phew, bye. Down and dash now, I've done before.
Oh, I wouldn't have it in me to do a runner now. The way to put on, I can't run.
And now me either. I'd be like, fuck, I tell you what, mate. Just take the car. Just here. Sorry. Actually, I'd do a runner in an Uber and they'd be like, you've already paid. And I'm like, sick. I'm like, yeah, bye. He never charged me. And then ding. You've been deducted £22 for a 10-minute journey along the road. I'm like,
Uber is scandalous. Absolutely scandalous.
I know, it's wild. Fuck's sake. Taxis in this city are just a fucking pile of shite.
I near died the other week when we were doing our brunch in Tipsy Road, and we couldn't get a taxi anywhere because there was a concert on. And you're I can get an Uber Girls to Union Street, but it's £28. I was like, yeah, what?
Around the corner. We'd all luggage and suitcases and drag. You weren't going to fucking troop through the town like Lady of the Night.
Oh, crazy.
Not a chance. Somebody would shout to you, right, big girl. And I'm like, fuck up.
Yes, I have the big girl.
He's all been like, hi, is. And I'd be like, fuck off, leave alone.
Oh, fuck. But angry, I'd rather walk than get in the taxi because she is always turning the abuse out.
Oh, I know. I roll the windows down and people go, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, I love
her. You smell like trout. Fly
your
on.
Bum looks like knuckles.
Knuckles. Your arse cheeks look like knuckles. I do. I heckle like the car window. If you ever get heckled by someone, it could be me.
It is. Roxy. So do you remember the times we used to do that, Roxy? We'd drive about in the car.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember? And throw eggs at people. Do you remember the time that guy followed us from Clifton Street Garage right up until the traffic lights pretending to record us on a BT cell that phone that had no camera?
I'm recording you.
On a BT cell that phone.
True. It drove off cackling like witches. My fucking shitty car. My sister and her mates used to do this thing in the boat. They were like, what did you do? They went out egg mayoing. I was like,
what?
What? Egg mayoing? Like, that's what you think. Well, what they used to do is, I love it, they used to pull up, like, so they must have been about, age 16 or whatever. One of them got the license, used to pull up beside some girls, I'm like 15, and I'll go, here, no, something, excuse me, do you know where thingy is? But as she's talking, something comes out the back window, hits them with eggs, and then the person in the front seat starts squirting them with mayonnaise.
That is horrible.
And they get through, so they get hit with the eggs and mayonnaise.
Oh my God.
Egg mayoing.
That is horrible.
Excuse me, do you know where the pelt is? The wee 50-year-old screaming, run the way, like, fuck.
I'm like, you're going home smelling like a funeral sandwich.
Literally, like, you smell like granny's wake. I'm like, I know.
Where have you been awake?
Have you been awake all this time? Yes, fuck's sake, rubbish.
Egg mayoing.
Egg mayoing. I think I will start this. At the age of 35, I'm out fucking throwing eggs into the car. Like, oh, you threw it. I was like, I wasn't doing fuck all. I did not. I just hurled abuse.
Oh, yeah, bitch. You look like her. You're 35.
Mm-hmm.
I just turned 34. Do you feel old? Do you think 35's old?
No, I don't feel. I still get on like a fucking child. Like, hey. The sense of humour of a fucking goat. I'm like, let's laugh at everything. No, I don't feel me. Like, does anybody feel an age? Like, you know, you go, I feel 50. What does 50 feel like? What does 30 feel like? I don't.
50 feels like insomnia.
I'm not having this either.
Insomnia?
Insomnia.
Arthritis.
No. I just have, like, I just get sore now, I find, more. Like, see, after drag, I'm like, I'm awful sore. Next day.
It takes it out of me now.
Like, it's a lot. And people are like, oh, you fucking did. I'm like, it takes all my fucking might not to fucking punch some cunt in the throat. Sometimes, and they're like, play Britney, fucking me. And I'm like, I'm going to fucking play you like a piano cunt if you don't get out of this DJ box.
Oh, fingers are moving.
Go well, I'm fucking waving the fingernail near here. I'm going to go and wave my finger at the window at some children who are passing by and call them little bastards who just heard them in this podcast. We're taking a short break. Back in a second with the rest of our general chat and banter. See you soon. Hi. So prior to the play coming to the Lyric Theatre, Rose and Bud, I got a chance to have a quick chat with two of the fantastic actors in the play, the writer Rose Coogan and of course Connor Couples, who plays the younger Rose. So I asked him a couple of questions, a bit of crack, and it also gives you a little bit of information about the play as well if you're interested in popping along to the Lyric and checking it out. So here, have a listen, here you go. So, hi you two, hope yous are good. I just wanted to ask a couple of questions, check in with yous before the fabulous play. First of all, Rose, how does it feel for your story to be coming to life on stage? What are you all biz?
As a narcissist, quite frankly, I am deeply delighted to see this be coming to life on stage. My first year at uni was, my first year transitioning was honestly harrowing, but in a way that was so deeply mineable for a rich, self-indulgent story. And to have someone make an outfit for me and make an entire set around it, I feel like a kid in a candy store.
Well, that's how I feel most nights whenever I'm dressed up doing my drags and talking absolute rubbish on the stage. And Connor, of course, we've known each other a while. And I want to know, of course, how does it feel for you to be playing the role of a younger Rose? And of course, she is with you, so you can answer this one under duress.
As Rose holds a gun to me. It's been an awful lot of fun. But me and Rose talked about that we kind of found that, like, we've had a really similar experience growing up, and it's kind of that thing of growing up as a queer kid in a sort of like a small school or a small town or a small place. Like, you do kind of come up with, like, everyone has like the same story or really similar stories. So I can relate to Bud in a lot of ways, and the crack that I get to have with Rose on stage is unreal, and I really, really enjoy it. I know. Oh, you. But yeah, there's been time on stage where I've kind of been like, oh God, yeah, like I have been here. Like, we've been to these places and the conversations that we've had. So it's been a lot of fun because I'm playing a younger version of Rose, but in a lot of ways, I'm also playing like a younger version of the fucking experience that we all go through, I think.
Oh, no, that's fantastic. Because to be honest, I think all of us in the community have definitely a story. Which brings me on to my next question. How important do you both think comedy is for telling our experiences, whether it be our great ones or whether it be maybe our traumatic experiences? How does comedy help you? I thrive on it. I do love it.
I think comedy and camp have been honestly vital weapons in queer people's arsenal. We've just needed them. We've always had to sort of adapt that to cope growing up.
Yeah.
You know, you use it as a shield. It's your armor.
Yeah.
But then it's being able to turn it as in, it's nice to be able to tell jokes and revel in the humor and how silly these situations can be, even if they are a bit heartbreaking, and revel in the vulnerability of it.
Yeah.
But actually be able to laugh at it in retrospect.
Yeah. And it's a very, like, it's a thing that we do on this island as well. Like, whether you're from the north or the south, like, throwing a bit of crack into the fucking scary bits is something everyone, like, we all do that. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's very queer. It's very, like, it's very Irish.
Yeah, it's very, very Irish.
Like, you laugh, what is it? Like, you laugh at a funeral, you laugh at a funeral, you cry at a wedding. Like,
exactly.
that type of vibe. But yeah, like, that's the thing. You get bullied and then you'd be like, oh, actually, I'm funny. So then you be funny so you don't get hit.
Yeah, the worst thing is when your bullies call you gay and you don't know what that means.
No.
And then the punchline lands a year later and they're right. That's the most brutal
You
part.
Delay coming out for a year and a half to be like, I'm not going to let those fuckers be right.
Not even. As soon as I knew I was out the door, I was like, fair fucks, I'll own up to it.
You know what? You just had me there.
You guys were so right. I am gay. Well, joke's on them. I ended up being a straight woman. But
so there you go.
That's a story that's told on that stage.
Come into the Lyric Theatre.
100% agree about definitely when the bullies and you said, no, I'm not gay, I've got girlfriends at home, yeah, blah, blah, blah. But then, of course, now look at me, I'm the most beautiful woman on stage as well. So I'm like, come on, get me, boys. But no, that I agree, it is very important. It's one of the things we use just in our armor to help us deal with shit. So I am very excited to be coming and see the play as well. But for those listening, can you give us a little brief synopsis of what we can look forward to in seeing on stage?
Well, Rose Plus Bud is the story of the semi-autobiographical story of my first year transitioning and my first year going to university and experiencing freedom. I was a very, very sheltered young gay boy whenever I left for university. And I quickly found out I was a lot more than just a gay boy whenever I got there. It is a two-person comedy starring me playing an older, idealized version of myself and the lovely Connor playing a younger, unfortunate twink version of me.
Yeah, twink is a stretch at this point. Like,
let's be kind to ourselves. Let's be kind to ourselves. I wasn't a twink then either. But yes, Rose Plus Bud is a narrative about forgiving who you were and loving who you are.
Oh, I love it. That sounds absolutely fantastic. Well, I'm actually very excited then to see it. I will be there. But before I leave you, I just want to ask, is there anything else in the pipeline coming up for you both? Anything we can look forward to in the future?
No. Well, I've been saying this for a fucking year, but I actually got a bit of Arts Council, like, support and vibes to start doing drag, which I've been saying for a fucking year, and I need to actually finally get on it, but it'll be nice, because I think after the show, I'll finally be able to kind of start, so you never know, you might see me finish Rosebud and then fucking jump on the Union Street stage with a wig and a bit of glamour on me.
Look, you need to be careful. First you put on a pair of tights as a joke, and then you're writing two-person shows about your transition. It's hard out here. But I would say after our Lyric run, and after our run at Dublin Fringe, yes, and our run at the Derry Playhouse.
Oh, yes.
I am delighted and excited to keep working with Comedia of Errors.
Yes, a brilliant company.
They have been such amazing people to work with.
Yeah.
They have given me such a platform to tell my story. They've been so supportive. So, yes, I would say my future projects is just delighted to keep working with Comedia of Errors.
Class. Yeah. We're in the Lyric Theatre from the 25th to the 29th. Yes?
Yes, we are.
Yes.
And that wasn't uncertainty in our voice. We're just gay.
No, everything we say has a question
at the end of it.
Maybe.
Because we're just the ditzy dolls, as they say.
We're just two girls.
Two girls. Oh, you girls, you keep me young.
But Roxy, thank you so much for having us. It's been a gift.
Thank you so much, Roxy. It has been such a pleasure.
Akno, thank you for taking the time. Yous are both absolutely fantastic. And I look forward to seeing the play. I'll see you soon.
See you soon.
See you soon.
Hello, dames en heren. Welcome to the London Room Podcast, where today I am washing my clogs for the bicycle cycle to the Amsterdam canals. My name is Claudia Klugenlach.
It's not even a Dutch name.
Clogs triggered.
Clogs. Oh, God, don't.
Do you remember, it was 2 years ago at Pride. I was wearing a big dry green dress. It was gorgeous. So for comfort underneath, I wanted big chunky shoes. And they were beautiful. Well, I thought they were beautiful from Zara, they're big cream leather things. We were sitting in the dressing room and you shouted, "Who the fuck owns those shoes?" I was like, "They're mine." And you're like, "Oh, they're beautiful."
So quick.
They are gorgeous.
Fuck owns them fucking clogs. Fucking Dutch mess.
You're like, "They're mine." Like, but I sat there and let you go off. You were like, "Hey, did Angela Ferkel leave them here? They are fucking horrible."
Oh, that's right. Like, Angela Ferkel's German boot.
They look like something you'd get in prescription. And I was like, "Yeah, they're mine." And you're like, "Oh, they're gorgeous. I love them. I was throwing them. Remember, I was going to throw them out. No, not because you said, I was like, "I'm putting them in the bed anyway." And you're like, "No, keep them.
Did you keep them in the end? No.
No.
Oh, fuck. There was a night in Union Street and my shoe broke. And you weren't there.
Yes.
I was like, fuck. My heel broke on my shoe. I was like, I had no other shoes. So you had a black pair up there. I went up to look like a witch's shoe. Fuck them on.
And always, every pair of heels I have, the left hand side is scraped because they're in the splits.
Yes. And the front of the toe was fucked. It crashed into a wall. It was like, in the front of a car, completely wrecked. But I was like, fucking get them on. Thank God we're the same size. I'd done the rest of the show. And then afterwards, like, where's my fucking clothes? They're under a load of bags. I whopped them on and beat about the bar. And I'm like, hello. Very tall. Like, I have cheese and tobacco if you like. Ganemish, schmuck and pancake.
Oh, the crack.
Oh, they were great. Oh, there's always, we always have a laugh anywhere. We could just, we literally can fucking have crack in an empty room. Like, when we're, especially when we're going to the upstairs and that Tipsy Bird with a fucking gag when we're getting ready.
Love, yes, which is on every month, guys. Our Tipsy Bird drag. Hashtag brunch.
Yes. One, it's coming up very soon, actually, this month in September. And then we've got October's Halloween one.
Yeah.
We also have the brunch at the Balmoral, the Halloween.
Hotel, yes, we'll have our Halloween.
It's the last spectacular. Sunday of
October.
It's a Halloween brunch, so come along, get tickets, go and buy, go grab some.
Yep. There's me, Roxy, Trudy Scrumptious, and beforehand they have a Beetlejuice show, and they also have the Sanderson Sisters.
They do. This Beetlejuice Sanderson Sisters.
Beetlejuice. Have you watched the new Beetlejuice?
I've never watched the first one either. Never, fuck off. Never entertained me. No. No. It's like, who is this cunt in a stripy suit?
Michael Keaton. Do you know Michael Keaton, who plays Beetlejuice?
Does he live up in New Lodge?
Yes, he's from Devis.
Yes.
Michael Keaton.
Michael Forever Keaton. Keaton.
But no, he is Michael Keaton is 73 years of age. He is fucking beautiful.
Oh, you love an older man.
He's 73, not near dead, fallen from hell to head.
But here's the fuck.
Oh, God, I haven't talked to my Google there.
Oh, Lucker's ex-hamster. Now, if for anybody that doesn't know what that is, that's actually a website. She was looking for pets. She wanted to be a guinea pig on ex-hamster. It's like, it's ex-hamsters that nobody wants anymore. I'm like, I have no space for the hamster anymore. We're moving houses. Put it in that website. So, it's Michael Keaton. Fuck me.
Do you know who it is?
I know who it is now. He played, remember Jack Frost?
Yes.
Oh, Jack Frost.
He was the
Frost.
Dad. Oh,
he was the dad that died.
I would play red snowballs.
What a fucking story. I'm like, my dad died in a car crash, but came back as a snowman. I'm like, and the wife was like, oh my God, I'm in love with him. You're in love with a fucking bally ace, you stupid bitch.
Daddy died, came back as an erp.
Daddy came back as a pube in the bath.
Daddy,
like, you keep on going, like, fucking wash that down.
Daddy clogged the toilet.
My dad is a pube in the fucking sink. I hate him.
Wow, wah. But oh yeah, I went and watched it the other day.
Just trauma dumper. Hey, yeah. I've never done it. Never seen it. Never been in there.
It was good.
Mate, when it comes around to Halloween season, oh my God, I cannot stand when it gets to October. And everyone's like, pumpkin spice. I'm like, you're a fucking wank.
No.
Pumpkin spice. I could taste like fucking.
I know.
Dishwater?
Arse. But.
Yeah, like cinnamon arse.
Coming to see everybody dressed up as Beetlejuice as well.
Oh, there'll be a Beetlejuice Halloween this year. There'll be a couple of Sanderson Sisters.
There'll be.
What else? Wonder what the trend will be. What was that? I can't remember.
Last year it was the Hocus Pocus, I think. Because it just come out.
It had been. And everybody was like, Lodi Old Ma's going out to the nail dress as witches. And I'm like, they look exactly the
same. Exactly the same.
They were the Anderson Sisters from Andytown.
Andytown. Oh my God, gay.
The Anderson Sisters.
We should do that and come dressed up as the Andytown Nays.
We're all newspaper.
Truly in our newspaper.
Hello, Salem.
It could be Johnny Mad Dog of Darwin. It could be different headlines.
My name is Winifred. My name is Johnny. What's yours?
Johnny my dog on here.
I'll stick my dick in you.
Speaking of trauma dumps, have you seen that trend on TikTok where they do the trauma dumps? Where like groups of friends bring like a bowl, then they bring stuff to fill in, like sweets to fill the bowl.
Oh, why?
But they're talking about like their trauma. Like, I'm Susie and I brought the bowl. My trauma is daddy fell and broke his leg and mummy went for a picnic.
I never
come back.
Oh.
And then like the next one's like, hiya, I'm Lisa. And
I was abused.
Oh my God.
Like, clearly that's what it is. Like, you know,
so it's so funny.
It has to be someone like, my name is Carol. I'm from Alabama and I was beaten by my husband for 4 years. I also brought the marshmallows.
Yay. Like,
so positive, thank you. That's great.
My name is Lisa. I am Carol's friend and I am riding her husband. And he's now beating me.
And he beats me as well.
Oh,
I brought toffee. He's also got boobs. Man boob. I don't know where that's going there. We're going to take it into like beating house
mice. Daddy wears a bra.
Daddy wears a brassiere. A brassiere. So sorry, what we're talking about.
We've been talking about everything.
We're sort of just in and out of different bits there. Where's your dream holiday destination to go to? What's on your list?
I've done New York. I loved it, and I've done Australia, but I would love to do like Las Vegas or LA.
Oh, I would love to go to Las Vegas.
I would love to.
When we all go to Vegas and see a Vegas show.
Vegas show, girl.
Like, let's
Vegas show.
I'm gonna bet all my money on green. Like, what's that mean? Don't know.
I don't know, but I'm doing that. Is it not betting on black?
I don't know. I'd love to bet in the black.
Do you like it?
I love everything. Anything.
No, do you? You're not picky.
I mean, fucking, I think everybody else is picky. Nobody's been fucking rapping my door in a long time. Fuck's sake.
Their back doors, they all shut. Shop shut.
Shut. Fuck me. The place isn't fucking renovated. Hibernation's been closed down for a while. Due to the COVID and the economy, there's no room at the
arse end. Is for renovation.
The arse is closed up for the business. It's like sealed up, like Jesus' tomb. It's got a rock roll in front of it. And I'm like, Mary fucking, what do you call it? Mary Magdalene comes along. She's like, let me muff. Mary.
her.
Take it. Release the leg.
I love when you read the Bible stories of Mary Magdalene. She's about her. She's local her.
Nice to that.
Used to run around in the shade getting bucked.
Read Mary Maggie saggy packet.
Imagine it, like, in the shade where Jesus was born. There's fucking Mary Magdalene getting ridden the horse. And all looking like going, she's back again for the third time this week.
Just sitting there casually getting the tent out.
Do you smell hot?
She is riddled.
I was over in Edinburgh there recently, and we had done this like tour. It was like Mary King's Close. It was like an old Edinburgh street years ago that they built over the top of, where the old plague and all was in and everything. And the girl was like, oh yes, and they used to bath like once a year. I was like, imagine the whiff of the arses in there. Fuck me. Like, the woman's like, do you want to get fucked? I'm like, ugh. Like,
mold.
You'd have to fucking, like, cut through it. Like, crust. Like, that's like a whole
spup. Oh, don't.
Victorian. And then they used to just, there was an iron bucket. Shite. Throw me fanny over that bucket. And then, of course, in the evening times, they used to shout, Gardeloo! Remember, I did this. I do this at gangs all the time. And they used to shout, Gardeloo! And fuck the bucket of pish out into the street and or shite the whole lot. And if you run, the things we do, we just kick it. I just shout, let's have a beach party! It's out of some cartoon from years ago, Cartoon Network. I don't know what. I think it's Johnny Bravo.
So every time this tune goes off with the stop over, we're doing and do the wee 60s hand dance.
Until then somebody just stops, like, right, okay, right, go back to what we're doing. Look out for it if you ever do see us, or just come up to me and start doing it. And I look at you, go, there needs to be three of us at least. So there needs to be a minimum number of dancers.
A one woman dance. Would you hear, like, speaking of, like, abroad and stuff, could you see yourself ever working abroad?
Never say never to another slice of bun. Slice of bun? No fucking bun. I don't know. I would like to, I think, but I don't know.
I like the thought of it.
Yeah, me too, but then you also then the money, it's like you work six nights a week for pennies.
And you can't beat Chinese.
I'd be here when you, like, I need to come home for a couple of weeks. Like,
that would be a deal breaker for me.
I'd be like, I'll go out for 4 weeks. 3 weeks and then come back home for a bit and then go back and back and forward, back and forward. Wouldn't mind that. I am a bit of a home bird. I like to come back to my nest and have a shite and a proper shite.
100%. But that's like I was saying to you before, that your drag, like your wit, is so perfect. Like, it's so, like, other, like, do you ever get, because Belfast is quite a specific sense of humour.
We're very self-deprecating. We take the piss out of everything and you have to laugh at it all.
Yeah, you can be broad with your humour.
And I'm like, oh, where are you from?
What are you like? Ooh, just getting on stage going, ooh.
Just making noises at people.
Then do it in the British now.
It's as soon as somebody goes, where are you from? Remember the women was like, where are you from? Are we from Edinburgh? Edinburgh, is that lovely? High pitch, but then Glasgow, I'm like, fucking Glasgow, you cunt. That's fucking jab you in the eye, you fucking rat.
But Portsmouth.
That doesn't really have a...
Kent.
It's sort of down Essex. There in Essex. Oh my God, babes, I can't believe. I got Laurie Mercy, the iPad from my face. It brought me out looking like a fucking mole.
Newcastle.
Sometimes I can do it, no problem. But sometimes it goes Indian really far. Indian or into Welsh. Welsh and Newcastle go Indian very quickly, sir. And I don't mean to be, but it goes very fast. I don't understand. Did you can't do this in Gdanti, in Burgundy, Liverpool. Now, Liverpool is one of my absolute favourites. Like, I would love us to travel over for a laugh, to go around and see, like, the places you go shopping, where Cilla Black was born, and a statue. You and Paul O'Grady and all that. I think it'd be a fucking
We've been talking about going to Blackpool as well.
I know, I would love to go to see Funny Girls, the big cabaret show with DJ Zoe and all that.
Or going ride a donkey on the beach.
Oh my God.
Or just jumping Trudy's back.
I was like, just about to say, don't talk about Trudy going ride a donkey on the beach.
Oh, she is nice.
Should have seen her when she was down in Tormelinas recently. She was up down the beach there. Oh, sure. Are you all right?
And she only went for a bag of ice.
Heard of this ice caper
on her travels? Baby.
Boop, 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 ba-da, boop, boop.
Trudy on her travels.
And let's see how long it takes her to see if she listens to this and finds it. We'll not mention to her until she.
Yes, if she won't see if she's a podcast listener.
And then we'll get a text going, you two bastards. I'm like, hello.
Hello, please.
Arigato, Japanese. A lot. So another place I'd like to go, Japan.
Japan.
Japan, Japot, anything you can cook your dishes in. Japan, Japot, Japlet.
See, they just seem too busy for me, if that makes sense. Well,
you're north. Yes. I would probably shit my knickers too with my social anxiety. Oh, fuck me, there's two people. Somebody's breathing down my neck. Get back.
Riddled out, babe.
But I still would love it. Like, they all get, like, rammed into the train and all. It's that many people. And I'm like, you're all, like, squeezed up. I'm like, somebody slipped a finger.
Oh my God, he is minus 3 inches inside me.
But my favourite city in the world is Amsterdam, as you well know.
I know. How many times have you been?
Fuck. Oh my god. Like, at least more than 20?
Really? I've never been.
We'll go. I love looking around the red light district at night, especially in the winter. It's great. And it's fucking freezing. Like, -1. There's the men. I go, out. You're in. They're like, no. They're not hers. They're sex workers. And they're sex fabulous workers. Women. But it's always just like, oh, go and see the girls.
I would love to see it.
During the day, you get more, let's say, less sexy.
I'll do that.
Like, there used to be the oldest prostitutes in Amsterdam were two 80-year-old sisters, twins.
Fucking love.
There's a documentary
that.
About them on YouTube, and they were like in the window during the day in their 80s, like, hello. And the maid, some of the men used to go and buck fuck at them, and the way they went, and their sister was next door in the other room. I'm like,
Maggie, you done yet?
Hurry up, I need to wash my muff, and you've the only femme fresh in there.
Maggie, come in and put my head back in.
But that's what I mean. Imagine, like, what's your count today? I've only had two. Well, look exactly the same. I've had six. I'm like, there's something about her. Something about Mary. It's gorgeous.
Maggie, we're still going halfers.
But yeah, they're the oldest. And then also you've got, then there's a certain area of literally every taste. There's a little entryway where you get a purple light, which is, would be like, our trans sisters are working the streets, darling. And then you've got also some transvestites and different bits. You can tell usually by how they are and how they look at different bits. Somewhere like a wee breastplate, and you can see. I'm like, oh, she purchased a wee moment there from the shop, so having a bit of a shikadiddy.
Shimmy shimmy.
And they're like 50-year-old. I'm like, girl, I'm gay. I'm not for you, but there's a fellow there coming from Newcastle. I love a bit of girl.
Is there men in the windows at all?
No, there used to be years and years and years ago, but not so much anymore. I think there was like maybe one or two, but not anymore. But there is a place called Boys Club. Me and my mum actually spoke about it on a podcast, and Robert Brown. So I thought it was actually a bar, and I was like, oh, look, there's a place called Boys Club. It's in Skag. My mum will go in and but then when you get to it, was like you had to press a buzzer, and then I looked it up. It's actually a sex club, so you go in and they'll present you with a menu of who's on duty, and you just choose who you fancy.
Did you go in with your mum?
No, we didn't. No. From outside, I realised, like, oh, fuck, that's what that is. Because I googled it then. I was like, no, that's not a bar. We're not going.
And did you go back by yourself?
No, I didn't.
Tell the truth, shame the devil.
Bitch, get on. I'll show you prices now on the phone. See on the website. It shows you all the lads that work on it. Emmanuel, Jennifer. No.
Jennifer.
He's a Latino. All these Latin boys, you'd love him. Lovely. And it's like, here's, you know, like, and it's very high class. You'd be like buying a bottle of drink and all, the whole
experience.
And then they take you away to a lovely room and do whatever you fancy.
No, that might be so my, like, thing.
Basically high class hooker, or male prostitute.
Fair play.
Fucking right. There's just something about the Netherlands is just so free and like,
yeah.
I could see myself in my 80s probably flying along on a bike, like, ding ding. With a set of tits, like, ding ding, like, milk in a car, hello. I don't know, there's something about, yeah, that'd be me. I've been in the Netherlands living on a boat.
No, I've never been, but it's that sort of something I've always, like, wanted to do, you know, because
I have to go, and I'm sure, because when somebody, you know where to go and everything, it's much, I'm like, no, go this way through here, this is the best place to eat, this is amazing, because I just know the place I come back, I'm a home.
Yeah.
But there's still loads of bits I haven't seen.
There is.
Oh my god, it's fucking huge, and all the little, there's like little canals, but they're called dikes, I'm like, this is the Van der Dijk. And each street's like the Schlauderdijk, the Leiderdijk, Rijkendijk, and Hugendijk, all the different bits. And I can read and go, that's so. And I also learned a little bit of Dutch as well. I'm mad for language, it's me.
Yeah, I can't even speak the English language.
And I hear, what about that Szechuan pork? I always love that one. Szechuan pork. See, this is why we should go away to China on a trip and we can get Szechuan pork.
Szechuan pork.
They just look at you like,
Szechuan Beyond pork.
Fuck, are you talking about? So what's coming up in the pipeline? You're in the Grand Opera House.
Yes, that is not until next May and June, but the next thing up is for Christmas. We're doing a Christmas tour. Tickets are available at www.thebelfastmad.co.uk.
Fantastic. Get those tickets. Because,
yes, please do.
Funny enough, these shows sell out like fuck. Every show.
Yeah, we're
always sold out. And people are like, oh my god, we're going to Belfast, man. And then we're coming in to see you after. And I'm like, fantastic. Yes, make a debit.
It's great crack. And it's the Balmoral, as you all know, if you've been, is very cheap. For like drinks, etc. And then you get your dinner and stuff at my show.
Fucking turkey and ham dinner Christmas. That's the thing I look forward to every night.
And then if you're going to your Christmas show as well, if you choose not to get dinner at my show, you get the buffet.
Yes, that's or some on my shows. Some of my shows there's a dinner as well. There's different nights. There's different things. I start on.
Is it crazy though that we're sitting here talking about Christmas shows?
I know. And literally the last time we sat here, it was January, just finished Christmas.
This year has flew in.
It kind of has, like. we're literally now in September. We're nearly at the end of September.
Yeah, September.
I always go with the year, we know, by literally drag, like dates, Pride, then the next thing you're back, sometimes we're back to school, but not so much now. It was, we don't really do that. And like, it's back to school, where you just wear an old school shirt and a skirt and a tie, and you're like, oh, it's made fifth night. Do you remember them night? Like, bitch, please. Like, it's back to school night.
Oh, yes.
Fuck a shirt on, a pair of trousers. I'm a lesbian.
We're going to do some trainings.
We have not done that in ages. We should do that.
Yes, absolutely.
Sorry, folks, you just listen to us coming up with a new number here live on the podcast. Fuck, do you remember that?
Yeah. Do you hear Love at the minute? Because I always only listen to, as you know, like old school songs. I never listen to new music. But I've recently just found Chapel Roan. Not just found her, but I've heard everyone talking about her.
Aye, it's...
Love her.
And you're loving her, wee bitch. She's like a drag
loving
queen.
Her. Oh, I love her.
Like a mad ghost drag queen, bitch.
She's great.
For me, for ages, I thought... when people were all talking about Chapel Roan, I thought it was actually like a chapel. Where is this in Dublin?
Is this where you go and do the novena?
That's what I did for a minute. Like, what is all this? And these names I don't understand. And I'm like, oh, that's a girl. And that's... And then there's another one, Sabrina Carpenter.
Don't like her.
Please, I don't understand. No.
I don't like her. I think
I prefer Sabrina Bewitched now.
I love Sabrina Bewitched.
You can't beat her with a big stick, and if you do, she loves
Sabrina,
it.
Sabrina Bewitched. She put up a video last night. My dog has autism, and it's a picture of her and her duck. She is so stupid.
Must say, if anybody's listening to this, and if you haven't listened to the episode of the podcast with Sabrina, it's in here as well. Go and have a listen. It's one of the funniest ones I've actually had.
Really?
I have laughed hard with that bit. She is a gig, and I'm going to have her back for a second
spin. 100%.
As I call these episodes, you've come back for the second spin.
And I've loved every minute of it. I'm delight.
You're
washed and ready to take on the world.
It's like, your laundry is ready.
I've learned so much about... like how my farts are going to sound in different countries.
Exactly. Like there's so many different ones.
I may not be bilingual, but my arse is.
Exactly. You go down to like South Africa, it's like, hello. It's also like, hello, sir. No. In Italy, it's like, ciao bella.
Ciao bella.
Ciao bella. Germany, it's like, chos bruja. French, au revoir. Spanish, hola. The Canary Islands, it's like,
just literally pure raw shite.
Gran Canaria.
I love Gran Canaria though. I do. It's one of my favourite places to go.
I went not last year, year before, Rust. It was first time, and then we're going back.
Fuck
this,
off,
this
was
January,
it?
Yes.
Oh, brilliant.
You should book on and come over.
Well, we'll see.
The girls in Janvieri.
Oh.
We're going Saturday to Saturday, then Electra and Misty and a couple more coming out in the Tuesday.
Oh, fab. I know, I do. I love it. I used to go to it every year in Pride. We're Tin Legs and we had a ball. Like, it was great. I loved it.
The first day I went, I was like, oh my god, look at this here. But I think I would love just the fact that it seems like all the gal dames seem to be going this one time in January, and I'm like, right, we're all going.
Yes, don't miss it. You have to go
over to it. A little holiday, and I'm also then in December going away to Krakow in Poland.
Oh, lovely. Who with you and your mum?
Me and good old mum. I'm also thinking about if anybody's interested in seeing it. I was actually going to video myself in Joanne's travels.
Bigger crack.
So if you enjoy the podcast of us talking shite, what about us just live out and about?
Like,
fuck's sake,
you dick. We sort of sometimes get a wee bit of dialogue when you're on holiday with your mum. You would usually, like, you would send us in our group chat, fuck, we need to hear what Joanne done. And then, literally.
Fighting and shouting at each other.
So I think that's a great idea.
And like, travels with my ma. Different things. Like, so we're on the plane. What are you getting out of the
mummy
magazine?
Mummy just had but a child.
He kicked fuck out of some man because he
loved
her.
Come on!
Literally, that fucking security man's flirting with me. He's like, he's blind. He's literally just helping lift the fuck. He's a cleaner, just helping lift the bin bag.
He tickled my tits tail. He's giving you a body check, Joanne.
He's checking you for bombs.
A bomb, because you are the bomb.
Dirty bombs. Dirty fucking bitch.
Joanne, I can see your dirty bombs.
Your dirty bombs.
Your dirty bombs out, Joanne. Joanne's pillows and her dirty bombs.
Oh, fuck's sake. Stop talking about my mouse tits. I start talking about your mouse tits. What about their man?
Leave them alone.
Your mum ways in our wee room and all.
God love her, they're scraped off her.
Scraped off her. Itch. Scraped off her itch.
She should start to wear a bra now because the dogs are shitting.
Oh, what?
The phantom.
Oh, the phantom shitter. Fuck's sake.
High hole.
She just has to go out and clean the wall and needs a bit of support in case they're swinging in the wind. This is it. Cannot wait to start having swinging
Pocahontas.
Tits. Pocahontas. Sounds like her's fucking Pocahontas. Before I leave you, there's one thing. There's this takeaway up in Newton Abbey called The Spice Merchant. And we were talking about it last night, my sister and that, and it sounds like, you know, like somebody would, like, it's like a gay slur. He looks a bit like a spice merchant, doesn't he? Look at the spice merchant mincing past. I'm like,
look at her.
There's an old spice merchant coming. I love
that
those.
That does sound like a slur.
Look at Ellen Yen doing, like, there's an old spice merchant coming. I'm like, ooh, like, give us a shout if you're a spice merchant. Let me know in the comments.
His arse's hot.
It's like, oh, he would give the, he's a bit Madras bum.
Ew.
Burn holy. Called him too spicy for me.
Chicken tikka, you know.
I know. Ding, 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 ding.
Something shiny.
Oh my god. Here, we're going to leave you on that note of us singing like two bastards.
Thank you for having me, gorgeous.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you for coming back on for the second spin. And another 6 months, we'll be back again for the... There seems to be a stain in my top on my next range. There seems to be a stain in my top. Back again.
Can't get rid of this stain.
Absolutely. But make sure you grab your tickets for the Belfast when it is coming out. There's a brand new show next year. And of course, the Christmas tour with this her. Of course, come down Saturday afternoons as well. Union Street Bar, 7 o'clock until 10. You can catch me.
I'll be there on the 21st.
Yes. And of course, she will be joining me again in October and November. So... come down, have a crack, have a gag, have a drink, have a piss, have a shit, have a fag, do whatever you fancy. It's a gay bar. Come make your bars gay again. That's what we want to do. That's the sound like Donald Trump, for fuck's sake. Anyway, thanks for listening. And as always, you're absolutely fantastic. I thought you were going to do Melania Trump.
Kamala.
Absolutely. Team Pamela. Some Pamela.
Anderson.
Ballantyne.
Pamela yes. Oh, I love Pamela Ballantyne. I love her. She is a fucking legend. And what do you call those? She's a local colloquial. No, not a local colloquial.
She's a local saying.
What do you call that? Whatever.
Legend.
She's a...
Media personality, local...
She's a slut.
Nah.
No, she's a... Yeah, whatever.
She's just well known.
Yes.
She's a legend. Anyway... there you go, Pamela Ballantyne, fucking legend. If anybody has a contact for her, we'll get her on the podcast, we'll interview her, we'll ask her all her better bits, and her Minari's advert that she's doing as well. In the meantime, we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
God bless. Bye bye.
No, she's a national treasure. Yay.
Good night.